Ian Teofield, Bonneville, Pontiac, Sauk, Lakeland, Connect, Michael Menzies here in your first intermission, joined alongside head coach Chad Mercier in this wonderful coach's room, whatever it may be. I thought I knew all the rooms in this building, but there's more and more to learn. And maybe more and more to learn about your squad here, coach, where I thought you played fairly well. It was one of those coin flip types of games where, is it just as simple as you didn't quite make as many plays as the other team?
Yeah, very similar to a number of games we've been into this year where, I thought the game could have won either way. I think obviously a key part of the night is it's 1-0 and they find a way to make it 2-0. And then when we do climb back in it, on a 3-on-4, we give up the third one. Give them credit. They made some plays. I thought early, first 5 minutes, we had a 3-on-1. We had a chance for a 3-on-2 where we just aren't ready to execute. And then we do a great job off a 2-on-2, and we turn it into essentially a breakaway from a top of the circles down, and we end up shooting a puck instead of attacking. And so I thought first 5 minutes, I thought we had three great chances to make plays, and that's just kind of the way the night went for us. And so far, maybe the year, where we've got to be able to make some plays in those areas and capitalize on those, and we've got to quit digging ourselves a hole, so quickly sometimes, like you say, when it's 1-0, find a way to make it 1-1.
With that said, your team didn't quit, and I really liked your third period a lot. I thought it was one of your better periods throughout the season, to be honest, although, okay, only one goal. But you see a guy like Evan Shula step up and be part of a fight as a rookie, an 18-year-old, and I didn't know he had that in him. And a play that, maybe long forgotten this year, that I thought was one of the best plays Pontiac made this season, is Ben Cosentino dove and stripped the puck in a two-goal game that'll be long forgotten. I thought that's just one of those signs that, like, this team, they are believing. They were pressing down the stretch, but do they need to do it earlier?
Well, yeah, and again, I think if you look at our starts, going all the way back, like, we've had opportunities. We just not ready to execute early. I thought we've worked to create those opportunities. You talk about Evan Shula, he's a young guy that we've really tried to push some urgency in his game and learn, how to be a little more consistent at the junior level. And, he gets out of his comfort zone doing what he did. And we want to get him some more ice time because of it. It's not the fight, per se. It's just the fact that the willingness to kind of step out and up that. If you look back to those one-goal losses at home, the Drumheller game, we had 4 or 5 opportunities to tie it up late. On 6-on-5 where we swarmed and just didn't quite get the job done. Last night I thought the same thing. I thought, obviously our third period is our best period, but ultimately it's a fine line, and there's just moments in games where we just get to stick checking and we get away from things. I think our structure's been fine. It's been really good at times. It's the competing the little things in those micro moments that we got to do a better job and just be a little more intense.
Jovan Sandu looked like early. He had Max Allgaier in the trolley tracks at the blue line, and he just ducked out of the way. Sandu was a guy last night that seemed early on was going to make the boards rattle. He was going to try to finish his checks. There's a guy we haven't talked about a lot either that showed me a little something, and now can he put the pieces together?
Yeah, now let's come a second night and continue to play to your strengths. And he's a guy that's got to be a north-south guy, physical guy, play with energy. He has the ability to make plays and get to the front of the net. That's something we'd like to see him do a little bit more of also. But with saying that, he had 2 or 3 opportunities. He, shot one off the far pad in the first period. Yeah. And certainly was a guy we talk about wanting people and players to drive the energy every shift. And so I thought he did a pretty good job of it. Now the challenge is, as it is for all of us, is we got to come back and be just that much better tonight and make sure in those key moments, again, that we talk about keeping our finger on the pulse all the time. And that's something we've been up and down with, and it's cost us, and it's been a fine line. But we're going to continue to push forward, build off the positives, and continue to get better.
The game was largely played at 5-on-5 last night, so I mean, one would anticipate that probably be similar, maybe a couple opportunities more for either team. But in that third period, you changed up the lines a lot, and we're looking for a spark. Is that something you're going to keep your finger on the pulse of here tonight and see, hey, maybe we go back to some of those combinations or you know, be a little bit more fluid, I guess, in what you might deploy?
Yeah, we bring Austin Wentz and Jacob Duvall into the lineup tonight, and so that changes some things right off the bat. And so we want to give this set of lines a chance to get their feet under them and go. You know, I just feel sometimes, you know, things can get a little bit stale or stagnant, and giving it a different look and giving them a bit of a different look can help kind of spark it. I thought early in the third, I thought it did. And then as you get going into the third period and you need that kind of goal or two, you got to go back to the people for me that have delivered all year, and that's kind of what we ended up doing. And so I thought we had some chances, but once it becomes 3-1, it becomes a big hole in that spot. And again, those are things that we got to find a way to get a lead, and then we got to find a way to continue to add to that.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Great, thank you.